Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Malay Parekh, and you are listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. Special shout out to David Wolf and his podcast team for this professionally produced podcast. And also want to thank our sponsors, Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, Voco Dental Supply Company. Without their support, this podcast will be difficult. I'm very happy and excited to announce that we have another guest with Ascent Dental Solutions today, and he is Mr. Matt Allen. Matt, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule. I believe we have a topic today which might be beneficial to not only dentists, but any small or large business owners or someone looking to start their own business soon as well. So without wasting time, Matt, why don't you tell us something about yourself, your company, how it started, and how you can help the dental community?
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks so much for having me. Really a pleasure to be with you. And yes, I'm Dr. Matt Allen. So I'm a dentist by training. I was a practicing dentist in, I live in Colorado, worked for a federally qualified health center. And I think I learned, you know, a number of things. I was a dental director and learned a number of things about how I think, you know, healthcare really should operate. And one of my kind of specific areas of expertise is in motivational interviewing. So patient-centered communication and how we do that most effectively to help patients make behavior changes, reduce burnout in clinicians, all of that. So I was consulting in that space for a long time with large dental payers, like second largest dental payer in the country, all the way down to private practice offices. And one of the questions that I would always get when we would do trainings or work with these groups was to say, you know, how do we measure this? And we didn't have a good answer. One of the problems that I think my co-founder, Dr. Carolyn Brown, and I have seen in dental in general is that we just have a lack of data when it comes to measuring healthcare quality, measuring oral healthcare quality, and how to really drive improvement for professionals. I think obviously, you know, that is starting to change. And certainly that is what we do at Different Kind, is we see ourselves as, you know, both a data source and refiner to produce the data sets necessary to help dental offices make good decisions, you know, for and with patients, as well as to be able to make good business decisions on how to grow their businesses. And so that's, you know, kind of in general, high kind of picture vision of what we do, but happy to talk, you know, more specifically about the current products that we have in the market and, you know, the products that we're bringing to market in the relatively near future.
Oh, excellent. That sounds interesting. Your background is really beneficial, I believe, in what you are doing right now. So you mentioned about good business practices or good business outreach for the patient. Now, how would your company help achieve a small business practice? And how do you collect and source the data in this world of Google, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram? How does that specifically target towards dentistry?
Totally. Well, I'll start off kind of by, you know, sharing what's happening currently in medicine and what has been happening for a long time, because I think that's an important starting point, right? So physicians and hospitals actually get paid for what are called patient-reported experience metrics. Some people call them PREMs. And essentially, if you end up at the hospital, which God forbid, hopefully, you know, no one ends up at the hospital, but if you do, you will likely get a text message after or an email. You know, you're not going to get a call generally, but you're going to get some sort of message saying, hey, how was your experience? And it's not just going to be, hey, would you recommend us to your family and friends? It's going to be very specific parts of your experience that in the evidence have actually proven to improve outcomes. They've proven to, you know, improve treatment plan adherence. They've proven to reduce staff turnover, you know, reduce malpractice, lots of really cool outcomes. So they get paid based on that data, both in direct ways and indirect ways. We don't have to get into all of that. That is not currently what's happening in dentistry, right? We don't have any way currently to collect PREMs specifically for dental audiences. And so that's really what Different Kind does. Our first product helps collect patient-reported experience and outcome metrics. Now, what that does for the business is it really helps the patient understand, or it helps the business understand what exactly is the full scope of the patient journey and where, if any, are there pain points that are going on throughout that journey. So if you look at Google reviews, right, you mentioned Google, this is a great piece of marketing data, right? It helps you become visible online and lots of people just are like, hey, dentist near me, which is great. But it's not verified data. I think everyone knows, like, hey, it's pretty easy to like game the system there. honestly, if you look at the reviews for most dentists, they're pretty much the same, right? Like there's very little lack of differentiation out there. At this point, you're like, yeah, 4.7, 4.8, like everyone's kind of the same, right? For the most part. And so what our data really does is it helps narrow in on specific parts of that patient journey to say, hey, I was able to get an appointment when I need it. I was treated with culturally sensitive care. I received information about after visit management in a way that I could understand, right? So once we roll that data back up for the practices, they can really start to see, oh, you know what? We're having a problem with price transparency and it's really impacting our patients. And if we could solve that issue, right, we would greatly enhance the patient journey, greatly enhance our NPS scores and, you know, patients being willing to talk about us out there. So it really gives you this kind of granular view. I like to think about it. There's a lot of talk, you know, currently about net promoter score, NPS. And I kind of like to think about it as like NPS on steroids, right? It gives you like a very granular view of what's happening and really allows you to then actually improve it.
That's good. That sounds really interesting because we, in our day-to-day practice, also encounter a lot of times where we are doing in a generic way, but sometimes it requires a specific approach for different patients and what is the thing with which we can improve in our overall practice. That's something which I think my practice and the dentistry in whole can really appreciate, that finer points and trying to only tweak the points which are beneficial for the generalized patient pool which we have, and also help attract more patients through advertisement, through family and friends of themselves.
Totally. I've heard a lot of people say recently, and maybe this analogy rings true with you, you know, like we have tools to like help us understand if there's a hole in the bucket, you know, like financial tools, right? If like we're, you know, leaking revenue, you know, hey, like patients aren't coming back. We have tools, but we don't have tools to help us understand why the hole is there in the first place. And so people end up spending a lot of time, energy, and money trying to figure out exactly why that hole is there, when you could really just know by asking patients, and all of a sudden you get, you know, their real perspective on it and you can fix it pretty easily.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. So can you explain to me and our listeners that would you try to create a data gathering tool for the patients, or do you just use the existing practices data collecting tool, try to modify it? How does that whole system work?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we do integrate directly with most PMSs. So in terms of collecting the data from the patient, there's a little bit of both. There's, hey, we take some of that data, right, from the PMS, and we know what kind of appointment they had. We know what provider they saw. We know what kind of insurance they had, all of those things to help us kind of fill in some of that background data. And if you look at some of the solutions that are out there, even on medical, you know, you're actually filling that information. And it's like, well, you contacted me as a patient, but now you're asking for my name and my phone number. Like, you got in touch with me. Like, can't you just, you know, that's, you know, a bad step, right? And so we were able to fill in some of that, but then we have to ask the patient. And so we contact the patient the day after their dental appointment. Research shows that patients prefer to be contacted about 2 to 72 hours after their appointment, that we aren't contacting patients too soon. Because if we're doing procedures, patients are still oftentimes numb, which I would consider to be part of the procedure at that point. Like if you're still numb, you're still in your procedure, probably not the best time to be saying, hey, how did it go in our office? You're like, I can't feel my face. So yeah, that, you know, we contact them the day after, and then we ask very specific questions. Like I said, we have 14 experience metrics that we collect. We randomize those, so no one patient's going to get more than 5 questions at a time. And then we make sure that the data is anonymous unless the patient chooses to be contacted. Which we have a way to kind of do service recovery if the patient wants to be contacted. And so otherwise, they can really say whatever they want. And there's a lot of good data out there, literature showing that actually helps patients to feel secure in saying, hey, like if something was bad, you're not getting it sugarcoated, right? Like you're going to get the honest opinion if it's like, hey, this is going to be anonymous. And that's another reason why we collect data the day after. So it's not like, oh, this patient just left 10 minutes ago and here's their feedback and I know who they are now and I'm angry, right? It helps to kind of separate the situation from the patient and make it a little bit more anonymous and protect that.
Yeah, that's an interesting point where you're trying to maintain the privacy of the patient, but at the same time, you're trying to get the accurate data, which will help a practice owner tweak their practices and generate more profits and more revenues and overall more patient satisfaction.
Totally.
That's interesting. What are the other services which your business, I believe, Rose and Gold, offers?
Yeah, so at different kinds, you know, we're really building that whole, you know, we're really trying to build lots of data sets that are meaningful. The next product that we're about to roll out is actually measuring staff experience as well, which given the current, you know, market for, you know, dental staff and the challenge that a lot of people are experiencing in terms of hiring, retaining staff, et cetera, you know, that's really important. And so we've actually partnered with a group that, you know, helps us to actually measure trust. So we have three different components of trust that we measure within an organization. And we're able to kind of then give that, again, that data back to the dental office. And if they're using both of our products, right, to measure patient experience and staff experience, we can then create correlations with that data as well to help a practice say, hey, when this improves, you know, this other piece improves over here. When X improves, then we see Y improve on the staff side or vice versa. So it really provides, you know, a real depth of understanding in terms of how all experience is related, which is totally true. I mean, if your patients are having a good time and a great, you know, patient experience, your staff are generally going to be happier and vice versa. So we kind of inherently know all experience impacts each other. And how do we then, you know, kind of measure those various pieces and actually dive in where our organization most needs it?
That's really good. So the same kind of logic, but for the staff as well.
Yep. There you go.
That's interesting.
Yep.
So Matt, all this information is really good. Now, if someone is interested in getting in touch with your company, how do they do that? Is it specific to a location or someone or anywhere else in the world can contact your company and get what they are desiring?
Yeah. So, you know, we definitely have the capacity to work pretty much anywhere with our, you know, software, but yeah, differentkind.com, you know, certainly gives most of the information there, can schedule a demo, schedule time to chat with us. Feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn, Dr. Matthew Allen. I'm happy to connect with any of the listeners who, you know, may be interested in something like this. Yeah, we've seen some really cool results, both in terms of, you know, improving production, improving same day treatment acceptance, improving recare booking visits, right? All of those factors that really matter for, great, you've got a patient in your office. How do you keep them there for a really long time? And how do you ensure that every part of their journey really is optimized? So we're super excited to chat with anyone who is certainly in line with that. And we'd love to connect.
Well, that sounds really good. Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. I want to thank you for taking time and educating our listeners on what Differentkind can do to save us time and focus our strategies for better results. My name is Dr. Malay Parekh, and you have been listening to Ascend Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. Again, a shout out to Henry Schein, Patterson Dental, and Voco Dental Supplies. Without their sponsorship, this podcast will be difficult. Again, special thanks to Matt Allen and the team at Differentkind for educating us. And thanks again, and I look forward to speaking with you in the near future.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.